Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. People have talked about the weather for centuries, but now more and more people are concerned about it. Climate change is one thing, but extreme weather seems more common now than in past decades and causes more immediate concern. The recent hurricane that produced heavy flooding in Texas is one example, and devastating rain struck parts of South Asia at the same time. It's easy to feel helpless in the face of such conditions, whether we're directly affected or just want to help in some way from far off. And many people do help, donating money or supplies, or even traveling to the affected area to volunteer. But it all raises the question of whether we are completely at the mercy of uncontrollable weather and its results, such as floods, mudslides, wildfires, and so on, and the property destruction that goes along with them. Of course, some people also question what role God plays in all this. Is God responsible for destructive weather? This week on Morning Prayer, we're going to take a look at what the Bible has to say about extreme weather and what can be done about it. A number of Bible characters encountered extreme conditions, so we'll see what some of them did about it and what it can mean for us today. May we all find, as Isaiah says in the Bible, "A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." Amen.